Chapter 1. Bubble, bubble. My hands hovered over the copper cauldron. I leaned back. It was the first time I had ever used it, and was a little unsure of the effects. If something was going to fly out, I didn't want it to hit me. Plus, I didn't want the fertility potion I was making to hit me. My fertility was fine, exactly the way it was. Non-existent. A puff of relief escaped my lips when nothing out of the ordinary happened, causing my blunt bangs to fly up in the air. I stood up straighter, pulled down on the edges of my jean jacket, and picked up the magical cures book. Little did I realize that when my mother Darla left me the book in her last will and testament, it would teach me who I really was. Slowly, I opened the leather-bound book and found my page. I held it up to my nose. With a deep inhale, and with a bee fertility cure in mind, cinnamon, sage, yellow jasmine, and marsh tea took over my senses. I set the book down next to the cauldron and placed my hands back over it. Nothing happened, so I continued. This time I spoke a little louder. Bubble, bubble, clear the bees' troubles. Let the bees create honey to keep bringing Petunia more money. Steam flew upward as I pinched off different ingredients and tossed them in the simmering pot. Petunia peeked around the partition, making me a little nervous. Originally, I had the cauldron in the back of a charming cure, but I didn't like going in the back and leaving the shop unattended, so I had the counter made taller and a partition to block off any and all magic happening behind it. I ducked as a mini-tornado whirled and churned like mad over the steam. Carefully, I reached over and threw in a dash of marigold, just like the instruction in the magical cures book said to do. Only it didn't say throw, it said to gently stir. As soon as the marigold flakes hit the bubbling water, sparks flew up, stopping the cylinder from twirling. The cauldron shut off, letting me know the bee pollen potion was finished. Petunia stepped back from the partition. Scaredy cat. I smiled and picked up the ladle, stirring the mixture and making sure it was the right consistency. I'll take licks and rubs over that any day, she chimed from the other side of the partition, referring to her four-legged creatures. She owned Golly Bee Pet Store, a few shops down. Every shop owner in Whispering Falls had a psychic ability with a magical twist. The entire village was magical. To an outsider, Whispering Falls, Kentucky was just a tiny town with a population of 500, set in the foothills of a few mountains. Most people that visited our little village didn't know how special we really were, but they felt the magic while they were here, which was why they continued to come back for more.
Meow, meow.
Mr. Prince Charming ran over and created figure eights around her ankles. You could always tell when my cat liked you. He would do his signature figure eight move. The bell above the door dinged, letting me know that my first customer of the day was here. I glanced up at the clock. There was still 5 minutes until a charming cure opened, but I would never turn someone away that needed a cure for whatever ailed them.
Good morning, Mr. Prince Charming.
In one quick move, Petunia picked up the cat. Her hazel eyes narrowed and focused on the customer. Petunia pushed the stick back in place that was falling out of her makeshift updo she had created with her long brown hair. She always had some sort of nature hanging around in there. Sometimes it was a small creature, but today it was a twig. Petunia's gift was being able to communicate with animals, and Mr. Prince Charming loved her. I'll be right with you. I popped my head around the partition and stared at the woman dressed all in black. I tucked my black bob haircut behind my ear and pushed my blunt bangs to the side to get a better look. She didn't look like one of my usual customers. Without acknowledging me, or without a word, the woman's long, thin hand stretched out and retrieved a homeopathic bottle from the round, tiered table that sat just inside the door. Mr. Prince Charming had jumped out of Petunia's arms and stood at attention facing the customer. He was never good at disguising his dislikes, either. "Mr. Prince Charming!" I whistled him over, and he came running behind the counter. "I'm so sorry. I'll be right with you." Quickly, I grabbed the glass bottle that looked like a stack of lifesavers. The rainbow-inspired bottle lit up when I touched it, letting me know it was the perfect match for the bee pollen.